This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The massive global outage that plunged Facebook, its Instagram, and WhatsApp platforms in and many who rely heavily on these services into chaos Monday is gradually dissipating. Facebook said late Monday that it's been working to restore access to its services, and it's happy to report they are coming back online now. The company apologized and thanked its users for bearing with it, but fixing it wasn't as simple as flipping a proverbial switch. For some users, WhatsApp was working for a time, then not. For others, Instagram was working, but not Facebook. Facebook did not say what might have caused the outage. It began around 11:40 a.m. Eastern time and was still not fixed more than 6 hours later. China dispatched more than 50 fighter jets into Taiwan's air defense zone on Monday. Taiwan made the claim as it scrambled its own air force for the fourth straight day to warn off the intruding aircraft. Taiwan is self-governed, but China claims it as its own. The island territory has objected to Beijing's overflights for more than a year. But since Friday, when China celebrated its National Day, it has dramatically ramped up the number of flights. The UN's Child Protection Agency is urging governments to pour more money and resources into preserving the mental well-being of children and adolescents. UNICEF is releasing a report Tuesday that sounds alarms about blows to mental health from the COVID-19 pandemic that have hit poor and vulnerable children particularly hard. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Calls are growing for an end to financial secrecy and shell companies that have allowed many of the world's richest and most powerful people to hide their wealth from tax collectors. The outcry came after a report published Sunday revealed the way that world leaders, billionaires, and others have operated. The report says they have used offshore accounts to keep trillions of dollars out of government treasuries over the past quarter century, limiting the resources for helping the poor or combating climate change. The report is being dubbed the Pandora Papers. Many of the tax dodges are legal, and analysts say one solution is to ban shell companies that help investors avoid paying taxes. Two scientists have won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their discoveries into how the human body perceives temperature and touch. The revelations could lead to new ways of treating pain or even heart disease. Americans David Julius and Ardem Patapoutian separately identified receptors in the skin that respond to heat and pressure. Researchers are working on drugs to target them, but the breakthroughs happened decades ago and have not yet yielded many effective new treatments. The Nobel Committee announced the winners Monday. Dozens of students and teachers from a prominent music school in Afghanistan have been flown to safety and are on their way to Portugal. The Portuguese government has agreed to grant them asylum. The group was on board a flight carrying 235 people out of Kabul's international airport to Qatar on Sunday. It was the largest airlift of Afghan nationals since Taliban fighters seized Afghanistan as the U.S. withdrew its forces from the country in August. The European Union's drug regulator has approved the use of booster shots for the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for those 18 and older. But the agency left it to individual countries to decide whether or not to recommend the shots for widespread use. The European Medicines Agency said in a statement Monday that a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine may be considered at least 6 months after the second dose for people ages 18 years and older. Officials investigating one of the state of California's largest oil spills are looking into whether a ship's anchor may have struck a pipeline on the ocean floor. The head of the company that operates the pipeline said Monday that divers have examined more than 2,400 meters of pipe, and they're focusing on one area of significant interest. The Coast Guard says cargo ships entering the twin ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach routinely pass through the area. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.